Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and it's the most exciting day of the year. And Aaron, why is that?
Because it's NTRP ratings release night.
Yes. So will you be up at 12 o'clock?
Well, I won't, but here's what happens to me every year. So USTA sent out an email saying that today's the 29th. So on the 30th, they were going to release ratings. But what that really means, and I've told a lot of people this, is at midnight, you can start clicking your phone and it'll refresh. Like, I think they just release it at midnight. And so what happens is I'll probably go to bed at like a normal, decent hour. And then if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll tell myself, don't grab your phone. Don't look at your phone. And then I'll do it anyway. And then I'll be up for like 2 or 3 hours looking at what all of my friends have done or people that I've played in the past. I always like to know, like, if I got beat really bad, I'm like, oh, that person definitely is going to get bumped up.
Yes.
And then when they don't, I'm like, oh, it's just a really bad loss.
Yeah, like you'll lose 6-0, 6-0, and you're like, oh, of course this person will get bumped, and then they don't get bumped.
Right, right. So, although last year in combo, I went to combo states and got beat terribly, and both women that beat us, so it was a 4-0 and a 3-5, both of them got bumped. One was a 4-5, one was a 3-5.
So it made you feel better. So
it did make
you feel better.
So in the middle of the night when I'm looking at my phone when I shouldn't have, I felt better about myself. But this year I'm not going to move anywhere. I mean, I guarantee, like, I think I was like, I think the one thing that we say, there's a lot of complaints about NTRP ratings, I think, and we've talked a lot about it. Yeah. But I think one of the great things is we know that we're playing people at our level, right?
Yes, yes.
So, and I think Mike, your husband, had a theory that's like, if you're about 50-50 or about 500, if, like they say in baseball, if you're winning and losing kind of like at the same rate, you're at the right rating.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. It's just an exciting time to see what happens to everyone. And then you question, you know, am I any good at tennis after you see people that beat you badly not get bumped? And so
we ask that on a daily basis.
Yes. Anyway. Yes.
I think, and we talked about this the other day, I would love for USTA to figure out a way to release ratings more than once a year. Only because, and I know that you have a theory that we heard from someone else, and there's a reason why they don't do it, and I get it. But I feel like the times we're living in, 2024, almost 2024, everything is data, like everything's data driven. We have AI, everything now. Like my business is, you know, has a bunch of AI. Like the numbers and the data is there. So why can't we change the NTRP system to be more than once a year? But the reason, the counter argument is what? Tell me. I know.
Well, someone told us, because I thought the same thing. I thought what they should do is that if you want to know your rating at any time during the year, they should charge you money. Mm. And then they use that money to help people play tennis, you know?
Right, to grow tennis.
Because like for these crazy adult rec players, they should charge a fee if you want to know your rating at any time during the year and then use that money to help people play in underprivileged areas.
Which there is another system that does that. So that's a valid, like that's already tested and tried and tested. So I agree with that. But the other reason why is because why?
Well, somebody told us that it would be even more of sandbagging. There'd be even more sandbagging because they would say, oh, I just called or I looked at my number. I'm a 3-5-1 tonight. I'm going to lose or I'm not going to win too many games.
So you're saying, so people would just bag out on, like they would just lose matches on
if they wanted to say, hey, I want to stay a 3-5. So I know I need to lose a certain number of games. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, are we really doing that? If it takes away, you know.
I think some people do. I would never, and I will say that, like you can say never, I would never, because I'll tell you, I am sometimes more nervous when I'm up in a match. I constantly feel like this match is going to turn around. I'm going to lose. I don't think I would be good at losing matches on purpose. I mean, I guess you could just go out there and throw it, which would be really not fun for you or your opponent and really like terrible sportsmanship in my opinion. But I know that people do it.
Yeah. I don't think people can do it. But tell me, if anybody does this and you're at a 3-5 or below and you're good enough to sandbag, let us know. Because I never even really heard about it until like 4-0, where people were doing it intentionally. I can see where people, you know, they got put in the wrong level. They're a self-rate and, you know, they didn't know what they were. But where they're like intentionally losing, hey, I'm going to lose the second set and then know for sure that I can win that tiebreak because I'm much better. I would never.
Never.
I mean, there'd be no way I had enough skill to do it. And, you know, I'm a middle level 4-0. So who are these people that are doing that? Are they high level 4-0s? Are they 4-5s mainly and above? Which I've heard at the 4-5 level, there's a lot.
So you're saying a really good, let's say 4-0 is playing someone that they clearly know they can beat, like a low rated whatever, maybe even a 3-5 playing up. So they intentionally throw at least a set, you're saying,
a set.
Then come back and say, I'll win the tiebreaker, no problem. Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
I couldn't do that. I mean, I don't think I could do that against a 2-5.
Exactly.
As a 4-0. Like, I would definitely win the match tiebreak if I was trying to do it that way.
Sometimes I feel like even on my serve, if I serve 1 point and they get a point, I'm like, oh, they're going to come back. They're going to win this game.
Exactly. Exactly. So this kind of turned into sandbagging. I don't know how people do that, but.
Right.
But let us know what you guys think. You guys are all over the country. Like, is sandbagging an issue? Is it not? Is a self-rating an issue? Is it not? Yeah. Let us know. We'd love to hear.
And sorry, one more point before we go. There are areas of the country, and we have several states in our section that do ratings earlier than, like, some people already know their rating. Like, this is going to be, you know, like, they'll release the ratings for national, but some people have those early start things. I forget what the early start leagues. So they do know their rating ahead of time. So some people have already been bumped. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know they knew their rating ahead of time. I thought they knew it, or like you join the team hoping that you then don't get bumped, like you're in the right level. And if you do get bumped, then you can't play past where you are.
The only reason I know this is because when I was at sectionals, not playing, I wasn't going to play at sectionals. I was promoting the podcast at sectionals. There were people that had already been bumped. So like some people went to the tournament director and was really upset. Like a 2-5 was really upset that she was now facing a 3-0 because in the app, she could already see that she was bumped to 3-0. But that's several states around the country, not all, and it's probably very few, they do what's called an early start league. And so they actually know and see their rating ahead of time. So some people already know what their rating is. Those of us, you know, in areas that don't do that are just waiting to click on their phones starting at midnight or tomorrow morning when they wake up.
So wait, so if I joined an early start league, if I was in one of those places that have early start, I would already know my rating for 2024.
That is my understanding. Yes, 100%.
Interesting. I've never heard of that before.
That's why tennis is interesting. And that's why we love talking to people around the country, because everyone does it differently.
Yeah.
Like it's USTA and it's USTA leagues and it's USTA run. And, you know, it goes from national to your, you know, state to your local coordinators and all that. But rules on roster sizes, on, you know, your ratings, on everything else is so, so different all around the country.
Yeah. I don't read those rules, so I don't know those at all, but I'm going to learn them. Let's learn them together.
Yeah. Let's do that. All right. Let's see how people do if they go up or down tonight.
Yeah. I'm excited.
After recording this episode, it is clear we definitely need someone from USTA to speak with us who knows what they are talking about. If we said anything that is incorrect or you have anything to add, please let us know. You can message us on our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.